It's so good to see you all this morning. My name is Kate Moorhead Carroll, and I am from Jacksonville, Florida, from the cathedral. Two of my people are right there. I came here, oh gosh, maybe 12 years ago, because Joni and Russell Newton insisted that I come. Many of you knew Joni and Russell, I believe. They were famous because Russell was Presbyterian and Joni was Episcopalian, and so first they went to the Weaker Presbyterian Church, and then they came to this church. So they double-dipped on Sunday mornings. And Joni, who's still alive, sends her love to all of you. In 1921, Elsa Woodfin was 25 years old, and she still lived with her parents. And in 1921, when a young woman was 25 and unmarried, that was it. You were pretty much a spinster. There were no real career options for women back then, and it was marriage or live with your parents and take care of them. At 14 years old, Elsa had become very sick with a high fever, and her heart had gotten threatened somehow. The doctor said her heart was weak. So her parents had decided at the age of 14 to pull her out of school, keep her away from people, and basically shut her in her room with some good books. Her younger sisters had both gotten married, and they were more beautiful than Elsa, and she sometimes wondered if her physical appearance had something to do with the way her parents had shut her up. She was 6 feet tall back in 1921, which was too tall for a girl. In fact, when her sisters were married, she wasn't even invited to be a bridesmaid because she'd make all the guys look short. But being shut up in a room with a lot of good books isn't necessarily all bad. Although she seemed weak and pale and gangly outside, on the inside, Elsa's interior life was growing. And the more she read, the more she learned, and the more she learned, the more courage she built up inside of her. And she began to believe that God had more in store for her than just a life shut up in a room caring for her parents. Her inner life began to strengthen her and give her courage. A lot of people don't like this story that I read from the Gospel of Mark. It's hard to hear. Jesus' parents are basically trying to grab him and take him home and shut him up in a bedroom. They don't want him to go out and do his ministry. They want him to come home and do what he's supposed to do, be the carpenter's son, be a good son, take care of them in their old age. Because from the outside, that's what he should have done. But as you and I know well, on the inside, Jesus was more than human. He was God. And the plans that God had for him, well, no one could have comprehended them back then. So inadvertently, Jesus' mother and brothers and sisters were actually really hurting him by trying to bring him home. They were sinning against him. In fact, Jesus says this very difficult message, which is, if you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, that's a very serious thing. What does that mean? What does it mean to blaspheme against the Holy Spirit? I believe that every human being has an interior life and an exterior life. St. Paul says it beautifully in the second letter to the Corinthians. He says, take heart. Though your outer nature may be wasting away, your inner nature is growing day by day. You know, some people tell me that the church is dying, and I'll say, why do you think that? And they'll say, because most of the people in the pews are older. And I'll say, that doesn't mean the church is dying. That means that people who are growing older have stronger spiritual lives. Just like St. Paul says, as your outer nature begins to fade, if you love God, your inner nature will begin to grow. Your spiritual life, beyond the age of about 50, should begin to mature and get much more significant. Because what we realize as we age is that our bodies aren't going to go on forever, right? My people hear me say, no matter how much oil of Olay you use, you just can't seem to look like you did when you were 20. And no matter how much gluten-free diet or exercise you do, you may not be able to play those 18 holes of golf like you could 20 years ago. And when we age, we begin to realize that this life is not going to last forever. And although that is very hard, especially when we get sick, it is fertilizer for the spiritual life. And you become wise. Your interior life begins to grow. You become prayer warriors. I think what Jesus meant when he said, "Don't blaspheme the Holy Spirit," is that God really cares about the interior life of every single one of you. And not only are you called to develop your own spiritual practices, but you are called to help others grow in their life in God. And when you hurt the faith of another person, that is very offensive to God. So we, as older people, are called to edify, especially the younger people, to listen to them, to mentor them, but never to do what Jesus' mother and brothers and sisters did, never to hold them back because we want them to be a certain way. And it's very hard in families because we have plans for our kids. I know I have plans for my kids, don't you? I want them to do this and that and the next thing. I think I have their whole lives mapped out just the way I want them to be. But that is not my role. In fact, it's often hard, especially for those you love, to distinguish between love and attachment. And sometimes the greatest thing we can do is to let someone go and see what God is doing with them. David Brooks writes a beautiful book that I hope you will buy. It's called How to Know a Person. Have any of you heard of that book? It's a beautiful book. He talks about seeing his wife in the kitchen. She's cooking one morning. It's a normal morning. But in a moment of clarity, David looks at his wife and he says he's able to behold her. He sees her in all of her glory and mystery. He can see in just a glimpse that he will never fully understand her, that he will never be able to tell her what to do, because she's unfathomable to him, because her inner life is part of God's life, and it is so beautiful to behold. Isn't it incredible if we could look at one another with that kind of beholding, allowing each other to be? As we age and as our bodies fade, I believe that inner sight grows and that capacity to be there for another person grows. Elsa got courage and eventually she left home and married an Italian, which was horrible to her family. They disowned her. But growing up in the panhandle of Texas, she became a courageous woman who survived the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression and raised amazing children. But she couldn't have done any of that if she hadn't had the courage to move beyond what her parents thought of her. Your interior life is huge. It's unfathomable. You have so much potential, and so does every person that you see. So let's join together and practice beholding each other and imagining the possibilities that God has for each and every child that God has made. Amen.